little bit slow. When I say World War II, I mean the video and I. Help me, Elvis. Help me, Elvis. Come on now, Elvis.
You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. Before we start today, a quick PSA.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
So true. Anyway, hello all, good morning. What a nice, cool morning we're having today after that swelter on Monday and horrible snowstorm yesterday. What is this weather recently? Anyway, you're listening to Acoustic Smoothie here at WMUC-FM College Park. This is the show where we take all your favorites, all your least favorites, mix them together and see how the internet ruins them. Today's show is just kind of a mashup menagerie and other various remixes besides mashups, since next week is spring break. And I haven't really had time to prepare anything specific. No! I know I said last week I would be going over Nixter's Mosaica, but I think I'm going to keep that in the back pocket until after spring break, maybe for a rainy day. Hopefully we don't get too much rain, though. Although I do love a rainy night. That is my favorite Eddie something song. Anyway, up first, this is going to kind of be a just mostly music with a little bit of talking from me. Show today. Up first, this is Champagne Supernova with Red Wine Supernova by Pat and Sean Kelly. This is a kind of TikTok brother duo. They do a little bit more unconventional, I'd say, on the mashup side, at least for me, because when they do vocals, they just kind of lay them on top of each other. So this is the vocals to the Oasis song over the Chapel Roan song. And after that, I'll come back right back. Here we go.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange?
I do apologize for you for the break.
How many special?
Okay, we're back.
She never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. I slowly walk in down.
Red wine to the shadow, flames still burn up, falling into the sky.
Yeah, that was a. I do love their vocal delivery. It's great. I do apologize for that interruption in the middle. I clicked something, and it went pretty badly. Anyway, up next, this is a Otomad, aka a Japanese YTPMV, even though there are differences. Hands up. This is Oi 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 I Circulation. Strange name aside, this is a remix of Bakemonogatari's theme song, Rinnai Circulation, but with OMFG's Hello, which is interesting. And the visuals, man, the visuals are very underrated. The producer's name, I cannot pronounce Korean, but do search it up. Oi, 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 I, Circulation. It's very, very, very fun visuals. And after that, Bye Bye Baby, Gentleman Remix by Julo, and Quick Fib, AYTPMV. Here it is.
Bye.
That was Quick Flip by Angie. Oh, man. That is a beautiful, delectable piece of YTPMV. Amazing choice of sources, in my opinion. Definitely check out the video because, I mean, what is a YTPMV if you don't check out the video? But I thought that the sample manipulation and the really the everything was great in here. I haven't vetted a lot of these tracks, so I didn't expect there to be just Totinos in there. Totinos. Yeah. Anyway, up next, these are going to be two high-quality rips, one from Record Collector and one from the big man Silva Gunner himself. This first one, this is Face to Face by Daft Punk, except, you know, it's a rip, so it's not. It's actually by TMF Supreme, and this is a remix of Face to Face with... Lethal League, yeah, Scream from Lethal League. And after that, Athletic, What a Mario World. Please enjoy.
Thank you. confusion. I realized you weren't wrong. It was an evolution. It really didn't make sense just to leave this unresolved. It's not hard to go the distance when you finally get involved face to face.
That was Athletic, What a Mario World, except, you know, Silver Gonna Rip. That was changed to Take on Me, of course, by A-ha. And that rip was done by, I have it written down here, Sarve Productions. Shout out to Sarve Productions. Man, I love that rip. That is, like, beautiful execution, beautiful source. Like, the original song from What a Mario World, which, if I remember correctly, is a fan game. It's such a nice arrangement. Shout out to also R.R. Teal. Great stuff. Great stuff. Up next, this is This is House to Pounce by Crunk Jesus and NWG. Getting a little housey up next for two of them. This is a future funk kind of flip. And I was actually in VC with her when she was making this. She put in pentapop. Pentapop. My goodness. Oh, yeah. And after that, Just Dance, a veggie flip. You know, Lady Gaga. Here we go. Yeah, that was a really fun flip. Up next, definitely not Buddy Holly. No, never in a million years would I play Buddy Holly. Oh, there it is. That was an arrangement of Buddy Holly by Tora NT, heavily inspired by Moolah Mixtape's Squiddy Holly, but covered with Hatsune Miku and Kasane Tedo, you know, the two iconic vocal synths, you know. This is a good arrangement of an arrangement. It's very interesting, yeah. Anyway, that's the halfway point, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone listening out there, for those just tuning in, this is Acoustic Smoothie, where we take all your favorites, your least favorites, and we mix them together. And yeah, I mean, it's been an okay show so far, I would say. I've played a bunch of random stuff. And we will continue to play a bunch of random stuff. I see, hopefully, I've just added like two extra songs. Hopefully, we'll be able to play it at the end, but with the rate I'm going now, maybe not. I don't know. IDK, lol. Anyway, up next, you know, we had a little bit of house. We're getting a little bit more into rock. Up next, this is Everyone Knows That, aka/ Ulterior Motives. This is specifically the version by Ghoulie. For context, Ulterior Motives, Everyone Knows That, was a lost song. Nobody knew. Who made this song, and it took, I think, 5 or 10 years for people to find the original composers of this song. Unfortunately, in my opinion, Who's Who, the guys actually behind the song, the cover version, they had to re-record the vocals. Not very good. I'm not a big fan. But this version by Ghoulie was made from the original smaller, like, I think, 10-second snippet that was posted online. And so what she did was take that small snippet and got inspired to make an entire original composition around that snippet. And so, you know, when it gets to the main chorus, you know, everyone knows that you've got, yeah, that part's like from the original, but everything else is, you know, original. I'm saying original too much. Anyway, this is Everyone Knows That. And after that, Lamu by Yatta Band.
cuore dentro.
Hey, ho, let's go!
Un sguardo solamente e la fiamma è accesa già. Scappo resto, chiudo, torno, chi lo sa. Com'è difficile stare
al mondo.
Com'è difficile stare
al mondo.
Com'è difficile stare
al mondo.
E non possiamo sbagliare mai. Piacerebbe scappare
dal mondo.
Quindi scappando a restare.
Io non me ne
frego. Già lo so che poi ci sei tu.
Oi, oi.
Il mio destino pace non c'è.
Hey, ho, let's go.
Nessuno al mondo è fatta più di te.
Hey, ho, let's go.
Tu mi guardi, stai ridendo e io tremo per te, so. Ma scappo resto, o torno, chi lo sa. Com'è difficile stare
al mondo.
Com'è difficile stare
al mondo.
Com'è difficile stare
al mondo.
E non possiamo sbagliare
mai.
Mi piacerebbe scappare
dal mondo.
Finisco poi per restare. Io non me ne andrò. Manco già lo so che poi che ci sento tu.
Oi, oi, oi.
That was Yatta Band's cover of Lamu, or, let me look up. It's, specifically, this is the Urusei Yatsura? I think I'm pronouncing that right. I don't even know if I'm remembering that right, but it's the theme song to this oldish anime, but, not the main one. This is specifically the Italian version, which is very interesting. Because it turns out that that was actually lost media also for a while. As in, they didn't know who sang it. But, you know, now they did. It's a really fun Europop song. And, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it besides the fact that I really like that cover. And also the original song. The original song, I looped that for a while. But this is a fun cover. Yeah, it mixes it with Blitzkrieg Bop, I think. But Yatta Band. It's interesting. They're a very, very niche band. I don't think... Yeah, no, they're just a really niche Italian band, I guess. Like, this is the live version from 2012, and it looks like a pretty small venue. But it's good, and that's why we love it. Anyway, up next, these are going to be two pretty normal, fairly normal mashups now. We're returning to my usual fare. This is You / Idiotech by Grindalf, mixing Over Mono and Radiohead. I'm going to admit, I only really know the Radiohead song. I have no idea what this Over Mono song is. I don't even know what this band is. I don't even know if it's a band. Maybe it's one guy. Maybe it's a Tame Impala situation. But it sounds good, and I'm going to play it for you and for me. And after that, Maneater in the Middle by Mashgyver and... We'll see how much time we have left to play some more shenanigans.
We'll be right back. that you feel left out or looked down on. Just do your best, do everything you can, and don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time, a little good in the middle of the ride. Everything will be just fine. Everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time, a little good in the middle of the ride. Everything will be just fine. Everything will be just fine.
I don't know what this ending part is, but, man, Mash Giver, or Mash Giver, very, very underrated person. My goodness. I played one of his songs, I think, 2 weeks ago, the Carry On Super Freak, and, like, I absolutely love it when mashupers go just a little bit above to do extra, like, pitch shifting, extra instrument mixing, like going out and hunting the stems and remixing, reharmonizing. It's just mwah, I love it. I love it so much. Yeah, the harmonization in the chorus, like that's not in the original Jimmy Eat World song. Like that's completely done by himself. Man, that's something that I would love to strive to. Yeah. Anyway, it looks like we have a lot of time left, ladies and gentlemen. So up next, I'm going to be playing Horns. Horns, H-O-R-N-S-E. Hello? Horns? Horns by T-Mon. This is not a mashup, as far as I can tell. I just kind of had this sitting around in my YouTube library, and I thought it sounded nice. This is a 5.5 minute long tune. My goodness. Wow. Anyway. Yeah. I'd say the video edit is also pretty good. But yeah, listen to it. It's very good. Thank you. You just heard Horns by Timon, like I said before. A very nice 6-minute kind of jungle tune. And, you know, I guess we're going to finish out with another somewhat webcore sound. A little bit Y2K, a little bit webcore. This is one more Silver Gunner rip for the road. And the very last thing for the show. This is Wii Channel, Internet Channel by, you know, Silver Gunner. I'm not sure which rippers have made this yet, but this is a remix of AquaSign's SampleStore.amb. It's a very, very good video. It kind of goes through a bunch of different Wii music eras and mixes them all together, like on the show, puts them all together into one continuous, I guess, remix. Because the original song is pretty sample heavy. It's very great. But yeah, this kind of celebrates both that song and kind of Y2K culture as a whole, along with, you know, all the wonderful parts of the Wii. So yeah, our last show, I'll play that and I'll do our outro. I hope you enjoy. As always, you are listening to...